Tear gas and rubber bullets. This is the response of Bahrain's Al Khalifa rulers to anti-regime protesters. Security forces clashed with protesters in several villages, including Daraz, Sitra, and Maqaba. Demonstrators turned out to show their support for the families of those killed in the regime crackdown since last year. Scores of protesters have been killed by Bahraini regime forces since last year. 16-year-old Ali Abbas-Rahi is the latest victim. He was ran over by a car while being chased by police in the village of Daraz on Friday. Protest rallies have been escalating following his death. Hisham Jaber is the director of Middle East Studies Center, joins us from Beirut to tell us more about this. Hisham Jaber, we're looking at a year ago where we had this international jurist that accused the regime forces of gross human rights abuses. And a year from now, a year from then, we're looking only the 26 measures, three to have been fully completed. It doesn't show, obviously, the intent by the regime there to come to any resolve with the opposition, and of course, hence we see the different protests taking place almost on a weekly basis.
Yes, sir. For 20 months, people of Bahrain asking for legal demands, asking for democracy, for human rights, and for equality, and those demands are, I think, are the slogans of the United States and every country in the world. For 20 months, people of Bahrain making peaceful demonstrations and faced by violence by the government. We always said, and I know personally King Hamad, that the king was really willing to make reform in his country, but he was faced in, by the right wing, which is under the pressure of Saudi Arabia. We always said that any democracy may happen in Bahrain, it will move to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia will not tolerate it. Bahrain for Saudi Arabia is very important, is the main gate, and also on the other hand for United States, it's a platform. America having, you know, Bahrain like a military platform. Bahrain it hosts, is the home of the Fifth Fleet. I think United States of America will not make any pressure on Bahrain unless, on the government of Bahrain, unless they are sure, the Americans, that their interests will be protected if there are any change, there is any change in Bahrain. We heard yesterday that the administration of Obama, for the first time, did condemn, you know, the government of Bahrain when it banned all protests. But this condemnation by the American administration still shy and verbal and oral. And I think the people of Bahrain will continue, as they said, and they decide their demonstration, their riots. Even the government is facing this by violence. We have to understand something, and to be practical and pragmatic, and to know if there is no international pressure, and I don't think anything would change. We have to expect more violence and escalation of the situation in the next few days, because Muharram started, and we have 10 days of Ashura, and I don't think the government of Bahrain will tolerate, you know, those riots or those demonstrations. Even those demonstrations still peaceful. I mean peaceful, they don't have any weapons yet. I think, and even by the American spokesman, you know, I will borrow an American statement for an American spokesman, from the State Department, who said the decision to curb these rights in the country of Bahrain professed commitment to reform. It will not help advance international reconciliation, nor build trust among all parties. If the Americans said this, I think it's time to understand by the government of Bahrain, and it's enough. And now it's not too late. And I think the King of Bahrain has still have time to make reform and to solve his country by, for example, making a constitutional monarchy and establish a democracy in this country, whether Saudi Arabia would like it or not. I think the Americans will not be against this, but the only solution, in my opinion, because there are, we have to expect escalation in the situation in Bahrain. Nobody can guarantee that those demonstrators will not use, will be obliged to use weapons or violence against violence. I think the only solution is to make international campaign and to wake up, trying to wake up the international community and make some pressure by mass media on the new American administration, I mean Obama in the second term, to respect their slogans and to respect the human rights and to oblige the government of Bahrain to establish democracy
right.
in this country. Otherwise, we have to expect for more escalation, for more violence.
Okay, thank you so much. Director of Middle East Studies Center there, Hisham Jaber. We appreciate that.